Leila Nishmas of Kleinemish Kalman Ben Revili Melech. Yivamas Parkei Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Ein Get Acher Get. Rabbi Gamliel says that in cases where you have, let's say, a person doing Yibum to two women, or two brothers doing Yibum to one woman, and instead of doing Yibum, the first guy gives a get, or if there's two women that fall to one guy, he gives the first woman a get. So let's focus on that. He gives the first wife a get. Rabbi Gamliel says that if he gives the second wife a get, it means nothing, because by the fact that he gave the first wife a get, since, like the Rav says, the Torah says, lo yivne, that he's not building his brother's house, once he doesn't build his brother's house anymore by giving a get, so therefore, what happens is, shuv lo yibana. He's no longer doing it anymore, he's no longer building, and therefore the get for the first wife does something, and therefore when he gives a get to the second wife, it is mamish nothing. It's like giving a get to a woman on the street. It doesn't mean anything. Therefore, because the second get is meaningless, because he sort of took away the zika of both of the women when he gave the get, even just giving the get to the first wife, took away the zika to both. Therefore, when we look at the second wife, he would be allowed to marry the second wife's relatives because he was never really divorced the second wife because it was like nothing. V'lo maimer acher maimer. And also, if you do a maimer to both of them, let's say he was mekadosh them with kesef instead of doing yibum, so the second mimer also is meaningless, and he would not need to give a get to the second woman that he was mekadesh, and he'd be mutter to her relatives, like the Rab points out. V'loi bi'ilo acher bi'ilo. And also if he does bi'ilo, which is he does yibum to the first one, and then he does yibum to the second one, the second bia is not looked at as yibum. It's worthless. He wasn't allowed to marry her. That would be an isadir isa, the bia. However, he would not need a get, because it was nothing. The Chachamim, Yesh Get Acher Get, Chachamim say that there is a get after the get, meaning if he would give a get to the first woman, it doesn't totally get rid of the Zika, because he still needs to do Chalitza to that first woman. So therefore, if he gives a get to the second woman, then that is something that is a get, and he would not be allowed to marry her relatives. The Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, and also a Maimer is not a complete Yibum, and it doesn't totally get rid of the Zika. Just like a get doesn't get rid of Zika, a mimer, which is just a regular kedushin, not Yibum, doesn't get rid of a Zika. So if he does a mimer to the first woman, it doesn't totally get rid of the Zika to the second one. And therefore, if he does a mimer to the second one, he now needs a get from both of them. However, they agree the Chum, avaloi acher bi'ilo, v'loi acher chalitza klum. But if B is done first, or chalitza is done first, then you're mekayim the mitzvah, and there's no zika at all to the second woman, and therefore there's no get or mimer if it's done after bia or after chalitza. Because there, by bia, you're meyabim the first one, so the zika falls off, and also with chalitza, the zika falls off.